بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the important lessons for the Ummah, and in this class, which is class number 15, the Shaykh rahimahullah talked about the categories of Tawheed, and he said that they are three. The first is Tawheed al-Rububiyya, and the second is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and the third is Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. As to the first one, which is Tawheed al-Rububiyya, it means singling Allah alone as the Creator and as the possessor of the kingdom. To Him belongs the creation and the commandment, and He is the one who runs all the affairs. This is the meaning of Tawheed al-Rububiyya. And this type of Tawheed, the mushriks, the pagans, attested to it. As Allah, the Most High, tells us in Surah Al-Mu'minun, in 23, 86 and 87, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne? They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then fear Allah and believe in Him? The second Tawheed, the second category is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and it means singling Allah alone in all worships, having that done sincerely for Him, like invocation, making vows, sacrifices, and so forth. And this is the message of all the messengers, from the first one to the final and last one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They called, in the past, they called their respective nations to that. And in the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for all mankind, calling them to single Allah alone as the only true God worthy of being worshipped. This is the meaning of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And verily, we have sent among every ummah a messenger proclaiming worship Allah alone and avoid all false deities. The third category is Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat, singling Allah alone as the one qualified with the most perfect attributes and names, affirming all of His names and attributes to Him in the manner that suits His majesty, resembling Him to no one or to anything, affirming them without figurative interpretation, without distortion of their meaning, without negating their meaning, and without describing a manner nor likening Him to anything. As He, the Most High, asserted in Surah Ash-Shura in chapter 42 verse 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. And nothing, there is nothing like unto him, and he is the all healer, all seer. These are the categories of Tawheed. And the thing that opposes Tawheed is known as Shirk. And the Shirk means directing any kind of worship to other than Allah, like invocation, seeking help, seeking refuge, making vows from other than Allah, or to other than Allah, or in other than Allah. In that which is only Allah is able to do or deliver. And the categories of shirk are three. Greater shirk and lesser shirk, and thirdly, concealed or hidden shirk. In origin, people were on Tawheed. As was stated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he said that between Adam and Noah, there were 10 generations, all of them upon Islam. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, وَهَذَا الْقَوْلُ هُوَ الصَّحِيحُ. And this statement or this saying is the correct one. Also, Ibn Kathir considered this also to be the correct saying, and that the first occurrence of shirk took place amongst the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. The greater shirk necessitates the invalidity of deeds and eternal punishment in hell if the person dies on that. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 88, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But if they had joined in worship others with Allah, all that they used to do would have been of no benefit to them. And it is the greatest sin. When Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أي الذنب أعظم, which sin is the greatest, He said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, أن تجعل لله ندا وقد خلقك, that you set up as a rival besides Allah or to Allah, while He is the one who created you. And it is great injustice and great oppression and transgression as well . This is concerning the al-shirk al-akbar, the greater shirk. It nullifies the deeds and render them futile. And this is replete in the Quran. And that anyone who dies on this sin, then he will not be forgiven. And paradise will be forbidden for him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives except that anything else to whom He pleases. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 72, قال الله عز وجل إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أنصار. And as Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه related that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من مات وهو يدعو لله ندا دخل النار. Whoever dies while invoking others besides Allah will be admitted to hellfire. And from the types of the major shirk, are the following. First, invoking the dead and the idols. Allah reminds us concerning the pagans in Surah Az-Zumar 39:3, the expression of the pagans regarding their objects of worship, when they said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. And those who took protectors and helpers beside Allah say, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. And from the types of the shirk is seeking deliverance and rescue in these objects of worship. Seeking deliverance and rescue. قال الله تعالى warning about this in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 106 and 107. وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ فَإِن فَعَلْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. And invoke not besides Allah any that will neither profit you nor hurt you. But if in case you do so, you shall certainly be one of the zalimeen, the polytheists and wrongdoer. And if Allah touches you with hurt, there is none who can remove it but He. And the difference between seeking deliverance and rescue and between seeking and dua and invocation is that the dua, the invocation, is general regarding all situations. However, al-istighatha, which means seeking deliverance and rescue, it is the invocation of Allah at times of distress and hardships. Also from the types of this greater shirk is making vows to these objects of worship and sacrificing for them and the like, because making vows is a worship, and also slaughtering is a worship, sacrifice, offering sacrifices is a worship, which cannot be directed except to Allah. And in the hadith of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me four words. He said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. The curse of Allah be upon the one who sacrifices for other than Allah. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ لَعَنَ وَالِدَيْهِ. And Allah's curse be on those whoever curses his parents. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ آوَى مُحْدِثًا. And Allah's curse be upon the one who gives protection and helps the muhdith. And the muhdith is the one who makes mischief or innovates in the religion. And finally, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ غَيَّرَ مَنَارَ الْأَرْضِ. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ غَيَّرَ مَنَارَ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah's curse be upon the person who changes the marks of the land, meaning its limits. These are some of the types of the greater shirk. As to the lesser shirk, it refers to that which is affirmed in the textual proofs of the Quran and the Sunnah, affirmed as being shirk, but not as of the type of the major one. Like showing off in some of the deeds, like swearing by other than Allah, like saying whatever Allah wills and such wills and the like. And الشرك الأصغر, the lesser shirk, it covers every means and way that leads to the greater shirk, from intentions, sayings, actions which did not reach, which don't reach the level of worship, And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. The thing which I fear most for you is the lesser shirk. And he was asked about that. فقال الرياء. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الرياء, meaning showing off. And this is a major defect, meaning showing off, which requires treatment and training of the self upon ikhlas, upon sincerity. And riya, or showing off, is of different levels. First, like the one who intends other than Allah in his deed, but he wants people to know he wants people to know that he is like them, meaning like the one who prays in front of people and amongst them, but if he is alone, he does not pray. This is a kind of hypocrisy, in fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 142, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا سُكَارًا قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. سورة النساء, chapter 4, verse 142. أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب لا إله إلا الله أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه نعم So this was verse 4, chapter 4, verse 142. The first level of showing off is that the person's intention is to other than Allah. But he wants people to know that he is doing these things. He is doing his actions and worships. Like the one who prays in front of people or amongst them. But if he is alone, he does not pray. But if he is alone, he does not pray. And this is a kind of hypocrisy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, as in Surah An-Nisa 4:142, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. Verily the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. And when they stand up for salah, for prayer, they stand with laziness and to be seen of men, and they don't remember Allah but little. The second category, or the second level of riya, is that his intent is Allah. He intends Allah. But if people see him, then he becomes motivated in the worship and beautifies it. And from the way of Mahmud bin Labid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا أيها الناس إياكم وشرك السرائر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day came out and said, O people, beware of the shirk of السرائر, meaning the shirk which is hidden. They said, O Messenger of Allah, what is this shirk? He said, the person stands, يقوم الرجل فيصلي فيزين صلاته جاهدا لما يرى من نظر الناس إليه فذلك شرك السرائر. The person stands to pray, then he beautifies his prayer, because when he sees people looking at him, this is the shirk of السرائر, the shirk of سرائر. And this hadith, was graded as good in its narration by Imam al-Zahabi, and as Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said, it is Hasan, Hasan. It is good. So this kind of riya, of show off, relates to the description of ibadah, its quality, not its origin. And this is forbidden because it reflects magnification of the created. The third is that a person's intention is Allah, in addition to showing off the people, and does not refrain from showing off. This is the kind which nullifies the, or invalidates the deeds, wal'ayyadu billah. The fourth a person indulges in the worship and leaves it, and then people praise him. Thereupon, he settles for their praise and is pleased by that. And this takes off him the hardship of the worship. And looks for the praise of people. And this indicates a hidden riya in his heart. And people differ in terms of the extent of this fourth type. As to people praising the person upon a righteous deed which he did without him seeking their praise, then this is not riya. Then this is not riya. So if the person does an action sincerely for Allah and people praise him while he does not really like for them to know of his action, but he is pleased by the favor of Allah upon him making his and his tawfiq and his favor of success upon him, there is no harm in that. Qala Allah Ta'ala in Surah Yunus, in chapter 10, verse 58, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, therein let them rejoice. That is better than what the wealth they amass. And from the hadith of Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, you see the person doing the good action or good deed and people praise him upon that or for that. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. This is the hastened glad tiding for the believer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our actions free of all kinds of show off, to make them sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as to swearing by other than Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حلف بشيء دون الله فقد أشرك. Anyone who makes an oath or swears by other than Allah, then he commits shirk. This is reported by Imam Ahmad with good chain of narration, with authentic chain of narration from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And also related by Abu Dawood wa Tirmidhi with good, with authentic chain from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك. Whoever swears by other than Allah, then he commits kufr or shirk. And this is of the lesser shirk which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade. In the hadith reported by Ibn Umar, raised to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْهَاكُمْ أَن تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you that you swear by your fathers. مَنْ كَانَ حَالِفًا فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever wants to swear, let him swear by Allah, or otherwise keep silent. And the people of knowledge are on the agreement, and upon consensus, that it is forbidden to swear by other than Allah. قال الإمام ابن عبد البر رحمه الله لا يجوز الحلف بغير الله بالإجماع. It is not permissible to swear by other than Allah by way of consensus. And this could turn to be a greater shirk if the one who makes the swearing or swears believes that the one he swears upon has certain qualities of divinity, and thus he magnifies him to the extent that he swears by him because of that. This can take the person out of the fold of Islam, because this constitutes a greater shirk. Also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned from another type of shirk, and this is the shirk in wording, in statements. Where he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا تقولوا ما شاء الله وشاء فلان. Don't say, Allah willed and such willed. ولكن قولوا, rather say, instead, ما شاء الله ثم شاء فلان. What Allah willed, then such and such will. This is reported by Abu Dawood with an authentic chain of narration to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. And this was also called shirk in one narration from Qatila radiallahu anhu. He mentioned that a Jew came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقال إنكم تشركون. The Jew said, you commit shirk when you say ما شاء الله وشئت. What Allah willed and I willed. And that you say والكعبة, by the Kaaba. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded them that if they want to swear saying وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ, by the Lord of the Kaaba, and them to say مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ شِئْتْ, what Allah willed, then you willed. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said that the chain of narration of this report or this hadith is disputed. There is ikhtilaf, I mean, difference of opinion regarding its isnad. And Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar considered its isnad is good, as in Al-Isaba. And the Shaykh Muqbil bin Hadi al-Wadi'i rahimahullah said that it is sahih, as in his Sahih al-Musnad. Also from the similar type of wording is for the person to say لولا الله وفلان, had it not been for Allah and such and such. And the correct wording is to say لولا الله ثم فلان, had it not been, or if it not were for Allah, then such and such. And also like saying أعوذ بالله وبك, I seek refuge in Allah and you. And the correct wording is to say أعوذ بالله ثم بك, I seek refuge in Allah, then in you. And also like adding certain things and their occurrence to other than Allah. For example, this opposes the perfection of Tawheed. Like saying, for example, لولا الحارس لجاء اللص, had it not, or if it not were for the guard, the thief would have come. Or لولا الدواء لهلكت, had it not been, or if it were not been to the medicine, I would have been destroyed. All of this opposes the perfection of Tawheed. All of this opposes the perfection of Tawheed. So all of these things must be added to the will of Allah and to Allah initially. And if the cause is to be mentioned and of its benefit, then the person should say لَوْلَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ كَذَا وَكَذَا, if it were not for Allah, then such and such. Why? In order, as Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Saadi rahimahullah said, لِيُعْلَمَ أَنَّ الْأَسْبَابَ مُرْتَبِطَةٌ بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ وَقَدَرِهِ, so that it will be known that the causes are linked to Allah's pre-decree. So the lesser shirk, as detailed earlier, does not necessitate apostasy, nor does it necessitate eternal stay in hell if the person is punished for it. but it opposes the perfection of the obligated tawheed. So these are the three categories of the lesser shirk. Swearing by other than Allah, and riyah, and the hidden shirk. And it is permissible, as the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned, Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah, he said, وَيَجُوزُ أَن يُقَسَّمَ الشِّرْكُ إِلَى نَوْعَيْن. It is permissible to categorize or divide shirk into two types only. Akbar وأصغر, greater and lesser. And that the hidden shirk is part of both. It occurs in the greater shirk, like the shirk of the hypocrites, because they conceal their creeds, their futile creeds, and put in the outward Islam as a way of show off and fearing for themselves. And it's also part of, it could be part of the lesser shirk, as in the hadith described earlier. And this categorization was also earlier before categorized in this way by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, and Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah preponderated it. And one should be very much concerned with the issue of the lesser shirk, especially the aspects which we talked about, which is the hidden, where the person may be indulged with in it while he feels not, because it is more hidden than the what we often think. And thus we must strive to shun off this hidden aspect of shirk, and seeking refuge in Allah, seeking His help in that. And in one narration from Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم admonished us one day in a sermon and said, يا أيها الناس اتقوا هذا الشرك فإنه أخفى من دبيب النمل. Or people fear this type of shirk because it is more hidden than the creeping of the ant. So someone said, كيف نتقي, how could we protect ourselves from it when it is more hidden than the creeping of the ant or messenger of Allah? He said, قولوا, say, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نشرك بك شيئا نعلمه. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from committing shirk. In that which we know, meaning to be as shirk. وَنَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا نَعْلَمُهُ. And we seek refuge in you in that which we don't know of. And this is reported by Imam Ahmad. This brings the end of this discussion on the categories of Tawheed and the categories of Shirk. We ask Allah the Most High to increase our Iman upon Tawheed and make us from those who live it and abide by it and die upon it, and to protect us from Shirk and of all of its ways and means. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.